Okay. Yesterday we saw a new perspective on Kriyas Yam Suf. You take the Mesh of Chochma and you put it together with the Sfasemes and you come out with a very clear picture of what was taking place. We don't understand all the practicalities. We don't understand even without the Sfasemes and the Mesh of Chochma what was going on in Kriyas Yam Suf. 12 paws, one paw, Loidim Biduk Maya Sham. Well, comes out that this was a nisoin hayochid as opposed to nisoin of the klal. What's the definition of the two events, the Tzias Mitzrayim and then Kriyas Yam Suf? They seem to be two different events. And why do we need them both? And they seem to mitzaref together in the world of... If there's somebody there, they might as well... You need both these dynamics. You need the gula of the klal, and then you need the gula of the yochid. Kol yochid b'yochid was being tested to see whether he had transcended the koich v'etzim yodi. Koich v'etzim yodi. Oisele esachayel hazeh. The power of my right hand brought me the success. That's one way of living life. The other way of living life is Ainoid Milvada, it's all Hashem. You get to choose which way you want to live. Either I done it, and I have to do it, and if I don't do it, it won't get done. Or, no, there's a Rebbeinu Shalom who does everything. I haven't been so mishtadlis, I'm not even sure what that's about. But somehow I need to do what I have to do because we don't understand his mishtadlis at all. Well, we understand it a little bit. Based on what the Rishonim give us. Yeah. Well, the Ikaron. So, when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was the pinnacle of Koich Yotzim Yodi. No reliance on Hashem at all. We do everything. We don't even need Hashem to make it rain because we've got everything covered. We've got this Nile that comes up and goes down somehow. How that works, they weren't prepared to get into it. They had their gods and their forces and they could manipulate nature and they were fine. They were cool. They never had any problems. Now, Klal Yisrael, as an arm, stepped out of that world and stepped into the midbar with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, where there's nothing to rely on except Hashem. There's no food, there's no water, there's no way of surviving in the desert. They went with Hashem as an arm, following Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the test was called Yochid V'Yochid. Without the peer pressure, you're on your own. How are you going to function? That was the Nisoyon of Kriyas Yam Suf, as we saw yesterday. Correct. It was about, will you give over total dependency on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or will you still be trying to work out things yourself? That we did yesterday. Let's take it one step further. The bottom of Kuf Mem Zayin. If they didn't have a Chira, there would be no test. If they don't have a Chira, then there's nothing. You just do what you're programmed to do. No. No. You're asking a very good question. Where was the Bechira? They had the Mitzvah behind them, they had the desert on the side, and they'd see in front of them. Hashem says, go. So what do you do? It seems they could have gone back to Mitzrayim if they'd wanted. They could have sent a message to Paro and say, white flag, we're going back. Sorry. Moshe Rabbeinu misled us, and we're going home. What kind of Bechira they had? Excellent question. What kind of Bechira they had there, but obviously they had Bechira, because if they didn't have Bechira, if you don't have Bechira, then you're just programmed to do what you're programmed to do, so there's nothing up to that. No one praises a cow for giving milk. Cows give milk. No, maybe not. I'm not giving milk. You were not hard, you were nasty to me yesterday. I'm not giving milk. No, I don't want to be a cow. I want to be a shore. So now I'm not a cow anymore, I'm a shore. No, it doesn't work like that. You have Bechira, you can mess up. But if you don't have Bechira, then you just do a program machine and then Kriyas Yam Suf and then going into the Yam and Nachshon Banami Dov and whatever. What's the big deal? But you're right in asking what sort of Bechira did they have, and that's a question about Bechira Klali, which we have to learn about, and we will learn about as we go forward. We're always touching on that subject. Because that's all we are, essentially, is Bechira. That's not a bechira, you matter. It is the program predetermined for sheep. The only place where you make your laugh and you earn olam haba and you are worth anything is in the area where you have bechira. Not that you wouldn't do with the gold, you're told by Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically that this child is the future of Klal Yisrael. And then you get a contradictory message from the same Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, take this child and check it. But what happened about the promise yesterday that he's the future of Klal Yisrael? That's the first question you asked. I remember he didn't ask that question. Yeah? Yeah, that's what he said. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking out of Mitzrayim to serve me, Allah. He told you that you're going to get Klal Yisrael. Then he says, jump in the river and drown. I'm a Jew. The first thing I say is this one second. I'm not arguing, but just want to just, can you explain something to me? Well, that's what a Jew does. You get contradictory messages. You say, sorry, dear, just one second. Yesterday you said this, and now you're saying this, right? You've been trained early on in the game. Don't ask questions. And we're a nation that has to ask questions. I'm not going to the city of Akkadah now. They're all pushing. The Akkadah had an extra dimension, which I don't know if you can plug that in here, and that is maybe for Moshe Rabbeinu himself, but for the rest of the, I'm not so poshut, is that Avraham Avinu knew that the Ratzon Hashem wasn't for Yitzhak to get killed. He knew the Ratzon Hashem wasn't there, because Avraham Avinu knew what the Ratzon Hashem was, otherwise how did he keep the whole Torah? Because he understood what the Ratzon Hashem was, he also had no cheshek to do what he's being asked to do. And unfortunately, and clearly, Avraham Avinu felt something's wrong. Every time Hashem asked him to do something, he had enormous cheshek to do it. Because he knew that's the Ratzon Hashem. But yeah, he felt no cheshek whatsoever. And he knew it wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. And Hashem said, no, but do it anyway. You live with the test like that. You're doing the Ratzon Hashem, but not doing the Ratzon Hashem. Some sort of a ace lasso. Not so poshut.
Which is the Ratzon Hashem.
Huh?
Which is
the Ratzon Hashem is to go against the Ratzon Hashem, yeah. And you know it's not the Ratzon Hashem. You're on the way to the Akkadah with no cheshek whatsoever.
Wow.
Okay, that's another sugya, but you're right. This is similar to it. There you see the bechira much clearer. And the question is much more pertinent. There you see the bechira much clearer. Yeah, no, so I'm going to get killed by the mitzvah or eaten by a lion or bitten by a scorpion, I'll drown. So, okay, what do you think, dear? Okay, we'll take the drowning. You know, I'm saying it's like it's a different kind of a bechira. Sorry, you're on there. Excellent. Okay, and apostle bechira shirik. Yonosi bechaga hasele beseisa hamadrega. Apostle bechira shirik. My Yonosi, my dove, is in the cleft of a rock. In the hidden steps, whatever that means. I'm a chazal, Yisrael boys is shot. What did Christ Israel look like at that moment? Maybe we'll get more of an insight into what the Nisoyin and the Bechiriya was. Klal Israel, what did they look like at that moment on Yam Suf? You have a little dove who's running away from an eagle. Yeah, there's an eagle trying to catch this. Eagles are the king of the bird. He's trying to catch this little dove. So what does the dove do? It goes into a cleft in the rock in order to hide away from the eagle. Vayanachash noishev bo. And inside the cleft in the rock is a snake. That's your classic rock and a hard place. That's Russian Shira Shirim over there. If you come out, there's an eagle waiting to gobble you up. If you go in, there's a snake waiting to gobble you up. So you're not having a good day. That's Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf. Apedivre Chazal lo nema kan lushon rabim. Ele loshon yochid. First observation is that this possible in Shira Shirim is in the singular, not in the plural. Yonasi b'chag ha'asela. And I'm then you call kol yochid ve'yochid miklal yisrael amutel ochiach es nemonosu l'ashem l'marot yoyse b'seisa medrega. Each and every individual Jew, and that's why it's written in the singular, has to prove his Nemonis, his faithfulness to Hashem, despite the fact that he's in a rock and a hard place. There's two stages, two pathways to Geula, one above the other. Let's see. Rishoni Yetzias Israel Ka'am, V'achirach Gilu Mesiris Nefesh Shol Kol Yochid V'Yochid. As we mentioned before, first there's the Gilu of Am Yisrael as an Am, from its Mitzrayim, and then there's the Gilui, the Mesiris Nefesh of each Yochid V'Yochid, who reveals his willingness to give up his life for Hashem. Shnei Bechines Eilu, and Bechines Mashiach Ben Yosef, and Mashiach Ben David, Kufi Sheivol Lahala. You wouldn't have thought to have said that, would you? But that's what it is. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. The Yitzias Mitzrayim Ka'am and the Gilu of Kol Yochid V'Yochid prepared to be Ma'aseh Nefesh V'Hashem. The first stage is Mashiach ben Yosef, or not, I don't know, we don't know which one's yet, we haven't seen yet. And then there's Mashiach ben David, which is the other one. No, I'm not into that yet. He just told you that the Am and the Yochid, V'Yochid, the two beginners at Yetzias Mitzrayim, is connected Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Now you want to have a whole discussion, go through the whole of Tanakh and discuss Yosef and David? No, that's not our goal. Let's see what he says. We always give the author of the Sefer we learn a chance to speak before we start taking him apart. We don't want to hear what he has to say. Let's see what he has to say. Then we ask kashas. And there are plenty of kashas, no shortage of kashas. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach HaMagia bebechinas Am. But straight, there was no one more lonely and no one who lived his life more as an individual than Yosef. And you're telling me now that he's the Mashiach ben Yosef, he's the Mashiach who comes bebechinas Am. The Mashiach ben David Magia bebechinas Yochid. Interesting. I wouldn't have said that. There was no more lonely person in the world than Yosef. That was his nisayon, was to go from being lonely to being alone. That's what he taught the world.
David wasn't lonely.
Once again, whenever you're comparing these things, each one has everything that the other one has. Correct? It's just which one emphasized the nakuda more. David was not lonely like Yosef was lonely. Yosef's mother died when he was 8. Yeah. His brothers hated him and pursued him and tortured him. And the only person that had any kind of shaykhus to and resonated with him was his father. At 17, he got ripped away from his father and sent down as a slave in Mitzrayim. Okay? Tortured by Ashes Potiphar day in and day out. Then thrown into a pit for 12 years. The Egyptian prison today is not a pleasant place to be, compared to what it was like in those days. David HaMelech had a much better life. You're right, yet there's similarities between the two. No one's saying not. But when you look at Yosef and you look at David, your heart doesn't bleed for David because he was alone. But you have a hard time standing up when you think about Yosef's life. And after 10 years in the pit, he says, please, just maybe, can you get me out of here? Hashem says, boom, another 2 years. Who needs this? I'm out of here, brother. He withstands the test of Ashes Potiphar. You know what the reward for that is?
Jail.
I just saved the world. Chazal said, if Yosef failed the test of Ashes Potiphar, that would be the end of the world. It would be the end of the world. Kol Koichas Atuma that was represented by Ashes Potiphar would have overwhelmed the world, and that would have been the end of everything. I just saved the world. You know what the reward is? You're sentenced to 10 years in an Egyptian dungeon. With the right to extend it by 2 years if you try and make your status to get out. Gewaldig. So then we're going to do. That's it. I'm just showing you that I would have said, you would ask me, who's the Am and who's the Yochid? Yosef is the biggest Yochid in the world. And yet we see he represents Klal Yisrael as an Av. Let's see. Yosef HaTzadik Amad El Mul Achiv V'Machleikas Bein HaShvotim. There was a big Machleikas between Yosef and the Shvotim. Yes, a machlekas harishena ba'am Yisrael was the first machlekas in Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just like rebel rousing and, you know, brothers being jealous and beating each other up. It was Sanhedrin, and there was a halachic dispute going on, scoffing dispute. Yosef va'ochit, ube'etzer haba plukta shel Yosef haye Yehuda. The ikka machlekas of Yosef was against Yehuda, shu melech. He was the melech. Therefore, Yosef was judged as being a Meirid B'Malchus. He was what's Meirid B'Malchus? He was a rebel against the king or whatever, against Yehuda. Treason. Oh, very good. Ukumavur, but every rebel said, as Chazal point out, Yosef seemed to be wanting to usurp the throne from Yehuda. Well, that's how this is. The machlekas was, how do you go about bringing the world to its ultimate fruition? What's the best way to do it? Machlekas burns through till today. Everybody agrees that we have to mafasen emunas Hashem ba'olam. The question is, what's the best way? Let's just get clear. We don't understand who we're dealing with here. We have no idea on the Kedusha of the Shiftei Kol. We know that they did no Aveira, and they knew they had done no Aveira, and the only thing they could find, perhaps they did wrong, was the way they treated Yosef. They never did anything wrong. We have no idea what we're dealing with. We don't have people like that. You go through your entire life, and you look and see. Maybe you were 1 minute late for davening, maybe you didn't have kavon in Kriyas Shema, nothing, everything was cool. Everything was done correctly. Must be, this has something to do with Yosef. That's the only thing we can see, that Ulai, we had a misjudgment. That's a pretty impressive way to go into Yom Kippur, yeah? Okay, Sheikh, Tano, Yosef, how can we go home now? We stand there 55 times, going through 5,000 different affairs we did, and we know we did most of them. Unless they weren't even shy us to do it, they were way beyond us. So we have no idea what we're talking about. But Ulam Yacharim Zois, Gidulana Rabbasainu Ki Imayusa Shomach Lake Zoo, Basha Stuma Alainu Linsovo Esalimut, Ki Im Aisa Shomach Lake Zoo, Basha Stuma, that even together with the fact that this is a closed sugya for us, nevertheless, a lady in so boy, Salimun, Shinoichal Lilmoid, Hayemeni Lefiachainu. As always, we have to try and learn what we can learn for our purposes to understand what's going on, because otherwise it wouldn't have been taught to us. There must be something we can extract from this for ourselves. Shneem Hayu Malachim, Komoshabu Chazal Malachim, Yizdainim Zeim Zeim. Yosef and Yehuda were both kings. Mibeiram is a same shall balas vasemes. Together with the Svasemes, together with Rav Tzodok, we'll try and come up here with some understanding of the essence of what these two different types of kingship were. The Svasemes and Rav Tzodok are not easy limudim, but they open up your eyes. So it's worthwhile. For those who want their eyes open to try and understand a little bit of what's going on here, Lopashut. Yosef Tzadi Goma Bapoil, Belochet, Yehuda Balchuba Acha Hachet. The first Nakuda of the differences between Yosef and Yehuda is that Yosef was a Tzadi Goma, Belochet, and Yehuda was a Balchuba after the Chet. How does a tzaddik megale kovet shemayim in the world? That he does everything that he has to do, all the Torah and all the mitzvahs, and he never slips up in an aveira at all. Kach misgale etzel tzaddik kovet Hashem. That's how by the tzaddik kovet Hashem is megale in the world. The yosef ish amale He represents us. He walks proudly in the ways of Hashem with no trippings up. That means there's no nisoinus. There is this nisoinus, Meirav Ayoyim. Can't begin to measure what that nisoin was. But he didn't do the chet. He didn't finish his nisoin there. That nisoin had to be finished when? No, we spoke about it at the end of last month. See if anybody remembers anything from last month. That was finished by Yehuda, by Yeshua, and Rochav Azayna. That's when Yosef's business with Ashes Potiphar got completed. And when the tumor was Eikela Gamre. But that's not our subject. But he didn't do a sin. He may not have finished his job there. Chet, no. Well, if they kachunasam reyle venisam al bnei doyre, as a result of him being such a big tzaddik, he becomes elevated above his generation. And he becomes the head and the leader of them. He's the tzaddik gomor, and he becomes the baba. He becomes the rebbe. He becomes the rov and the leader, the god of the generation. Yosef tzaddik abechinas eish kedikzib beis Yosef lahava. Vibechinas his lahavus kein and v'yigbali bebedar Hashem ma'ilu medreid azuhu ma'ilu yoyna. It's a very high transcendent level. Fire always represents elevation and lowness because you can't get near it. So that's the Maila and the Bechina of what's called Yosef. Ula, Yishnu Bechina is Yosef Shal Chisorin Betzulis Gila Lekus Abobe and Tzus Tzadi Gomo. There's something missing. There's something not exactly right about the revelation of Kovod Hashem in the world that comes via the Tzadi Gomo. The problem with this is you see the tzaddik as well. The tzaddik makes a roshim. Ah, there's a tzaddik, there's a godel, there's a manik. So there's a gilui of him. Ma'urav begiloi zeh, in the gilo of the Kovod Shemayim, gam gilo mohusav v'inyonu ha'atzmi shel ha-tzadik ha-gomo. The tzadik ha-gomo has a hard time getting out of the way. When you look at the tzadik ha-gomo, you see the gilo of Kovod Shemayim, but you also see the tzadik. What's wrong with that? We'll see. Nuvad zoiz ma'alu zu eine ma'ile nerchesh. So I mean, eine yuchayne liyeis derech ha-voyde shel ha-tlaot. There's another problem with this derech. Not everybody can do that. How many of Chaim Kanievskis were running around the streets of Nebra? One. And when you left, now there's none. You need tzaddik beseder, but you can't have 6 million tzaddik in the world. That's not the way of the world. We don't see that. There's a tzaddik gomer, and there's a whole bunch of other guys working very hard to just get through the day. But it's another aspect of the tzaddik gomer. Is it's not something that everybody can aspire to or attain to or have shaykhs to. So Sema says that Yosef's dynamic is not relevant to too many people, and it's called the crown of his brothers. It's a crown. It's something that's out of the system. It's something that's unique and transcendent. It's a way of a few individuals. We're proud of them. We look up to them. We know that that's the pinnacle of reality. But we know that we're not shy to that. That's his unique derech. Lumas Yosef, a melech Hasheni ben Ashvotim Yehuda, Eidem Asemel as a tzaddik ha-gomo. He was no Rosh, he was no low-life Yehuda. But he doesn't represent in the world tzaddik gomo. He's not called Yehuda tzaddik. Yosef is called Yosef tzaddik. Yehuda is called Yehuda. He doesn't represent the tzadi gomor. Darcho he derech avodas Hashem abo mitoy hachno his batlus l'Hashem lesle migar miklum. Remember those four words. You'll find them very helpful as you go through life. Lesle migar miklum. He has nothing of his own. Klaima ein lo mishal atzmoi meuma. He has nothing of his own. Nothing. David HaMelech didn't even have his own years. He had to borrow years from Adam HaRishon. The middle of Malchus is a middle of Leslei Migar Miklum. when you look at the Melech, you're not supposed to see the Melech, you're supposed to see Hashem. You don't see the Melech, you don't see Mashiach. I'm sorry to repeat it, because we repeat it often, but there's something there that may not have heard it, and those who have heard it, so you'll be bored. And David HaMelech says, I will pursue my enemies, I will overtake my enemies, and I will destroy my enemies. Yeah, sounds like somebody who's, I'm out there doing it. What's Hashem's response? Vani oisakeim, I'll take care of it. Somebody asked you to take care of anything here? I'm pursuing my enemies, I'm overtaking them, and I'm destroying them. Anything left for Hashem to do? Not much. Hashem says, okay, I'll do it. That's David HaMelech. He does everything he has to do, but when you look at him, you don't see David, you see it. It's transparent. That's Malchus, that's kingship, that's Mashiach. Lesle migar miklum. What that has to be, I'm not going into now, that's a good discussion. About that is the nature of kingship. Your job is to be Megala Kodesh Baruch in the world, and not you. You get two types of Magad Yeshirim. You come away from the Shir, and you can't remember what the guy looked like, but you remember what he said. He's teaching Torah. You get another guy who you remember exactly what he's wearing, what he said, and he was so dynamic and so real, Gabaldic, but you can't tell anybody over what he said, because you don't remember what he said, but you remember what he looked like. I'm not saying that's bad, I'm not saying it's good. Most people there don't remember anything or don't remember what I looked like. That's even better. So Gewaldig, aval. That is the nature of Malchus, and it's a bit hard for us to understand, but that's what you have to get clear. On the other extreme, just to make it clearer, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was also supposed to be Mashiach, Gemara tells us that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech Mashiach. He was about to become Mashiach. For a technical reason, the Midas HaDin wouldn't let him. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech is also Melech, also from Shevet Yehuda. What does he say to Hashem? I can't pursue my enemies. I can't overtake them. I can't destroy them. I can't even daven for you to do it, Hashem. I'm going to bed. And what's Hashem's response? Exactly the same as to David HaMelech. Which means the only way he can reveal Kavod Shemayim in the world is by doing nothing. Because if he moves a finger, you're going to see Chizkiyahu's finger, not Hashem. So he goes to bed. David HaMelech has got to a level because he's on a lower level.
Chizkiyahu wasn't transparent.
Correct. On his level, if he davened, he might have said, oh, I davened such a good davening. That's why Hashem saved us. David HaMelech did everything he had to do, knowing full well I did nothing. Chizkiyahu understood that he had to be in a matzah for less lay migami klum. That when Sancheiro's forces get wiped out, people are going to say it had nothing to do with Chizkiyahu. The only way to do that was by going to bed. Now, when you wake up the next morning and Sancheiro's troops are all wiped out, and you know that Chizkiyahu was sleeping, you know it had nothing to do with Chizkiyahu. When Chizkiyahu got up to David in the middle of the night, you might have seen a bit of Chizkiyahu's davening in the success, that would have been a failure. That's the middle of Malchus. There were two other kings as well. We're not going to
see. Is that on the people or is that on the king?
We're talking about the kings now. I'm not trading that Yalkut. That's a Yalkut. I'm not going to the whole Midrash now. That there are four kings there. You have to understand each one. I'm just showing you the extremes as it relates to Les Lemigami Klum. As opposed to Yosef. Yosef is the Tzadik Gomel. He's Megale Kovet Shemayim via being Megale himself. David's the exact opposite. He's Megale Kovet Shemayim by being completely not in the picture. Not being, he does nothing. He does everything he has to do. There was no one more actualized than David. But when you look at David, you don't see David, you see Hashem. That was the failure with issues with Basheva. David HaMelech says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm just trying to show you the aspects of this Neslem Yigami Klum, because it needs to sink in. It's a hard sugya. David HaMelech says to Hashem, why do we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov? Why don't we say Elokei David? And he wasn't being Gaivedik. He knows that when Mashiach comes, there's four pillars to the chariot. And right now, one's missing, me. Melech has to be up there on the chariot. So there's Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. Why don't we say Elokei David? So Hashem says, because I haven't tested you. It means in order to have your name connected to Hashem, you need to be tested. Another sugya. So David says to test me. Hashem says, fine, you have to fail. Because when you ask for a test, you have to fail and you fail. I can't say Shama Vazacha B'divarecha, so you have to have patience. Slowly, slowly. Don't make art for a test. That means at a certain level, on his level, there was a shtickle David, there was a shtickle Dovidya in the dynamic. You're not allowed to have that. On David's level, there can be no David. David says, test me. That's a giloy of David. Test me. What do you mean you? You don't exist. You don't even have yours. You borrowed yours from Adam Arishon. Let me test you. On our understanding, one thing we don't understand, we train him and achrain him, the Gemara spends hours trying to work out what his head was and it doesn't. Gemara says, anybody who says that David HaMelech did a sin is making a mistake. Ah, the Torah says he made a mistake. He said it, but if you say it, you make a mistake. So you don't understand. Again, the law sugya, just trying to nakudaya that there's something lacking in David HaMelech when David is somehow involved. Okay, so those are the two dynamics. But Tzura Boer Hashem is Galat Kovar Hashem B'Yesus says B'Yet Ois. The Kovar Hashem gets more revealed via the Mahalach of David. Because there everything's given to Hashem, as we will explain. Malchus Yehuda ain't law Mishal Atzmoy Nu'uma. Other Rabba Al David Amelech Shemelech Yehuda Nema ain't Ma'amid in Parnes Al Tzibu. Elim Kain Kupa Shel Shotzim Tlu Yoim Me'Achorom. The Gemara tells us that you don't put somebody over the Tzibu, somebody to be in charge of the Tzibu, unless a kupa of shrotzim, a gang of rodents, are sort of sitting, waiting to pounce. Whatever that means. Kochayev David misalek mitoch gadoshel v'chatosin negdi somit. David walked through his life with the words himself said, v'chatosin negdi tomi. He's walking with a sin in front of him the whole day. He can't get rid of it. Malchuzu ainu shoeves is koicha mikoicha tzidkas ele mi etzem habitla muchlat lakorosh bolchu bebechinas heisi kase oivet bekash avdocha kol misal to finish this whole time. Oh, it has to be that way. If you bring it to him, I'll show you something even worse than it. That's what I said yesterday. How's David HaMelech walking with Simcha? Where's his Simcha level? Chatosi Negdi Tomit.
It's got to be depressed.
No!